Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM. Good day, Ireland. We're in and on. Do I sound funny? Does my voice sound weird?
Well, you're talking much higher. You're talking up here. So if you just bring it down.
Does my voice sound funny? Sound kind of bunged up, I think. Do I? I think it could be the sauna. I was in the sauna earlier.
Oh, right.
Could be the sauna doing things
it's
in my nostrils.
It's supposed to be good. Yeah, it could be.
Your sinuses.
The sauna's good for cleaning you out, so maybe it started the process.
I haven't been cleaned out yet, though.
Right.
Need a good cleaning out, I'd say.
Yeah.
Have you got any of those little cotton buds?
Right.
I want you to get a load of cotton buds and I want you to go at me.
Every angle.
Every nook and cranny. When you left off the ball and you signed up for this, did you ever think that I'd be saying to you, go, I want you to go over to Dunn's.
What?
And get a packet of baby wipes and cotton buds and I want you to go at me.
It was down the list, but it was on the list.
Did you... did Jar ever ask you to... I bet he did. Or Joe. I bet Joe did. Joe definitely did.
Yeah. Why do you think he looks so clean on TV?
Do you want to hear this or what?
Well, I don't know what it is yet.
It's a comedian, a stand-up comedian. You can't hear him very well. I think he's Australian or maybe Kiwi. His name is Luke Kidgell. Yeah, Luke Kidgell or Luke Kidgell maybe. And he's in Scotland. He's doing a gig in Scotland and he's asking the Scottish crowd... Who reckons they have the coolest job ever?
Right.
That's a perfect texty for a radio show, by the way. Do you reckon you have the coolest job ever? Text or WhatsApp 0874 100 102. And there's one audience member who works in the big Tesco.
Oh, right, okay.
The big Tesco. Have a listen.
Who reckons I have the coolest job ever? Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do you know what big Tesco is?
No, is it like, wait, isn't Tesco a supermarket? Is that what you said?
Yes, but it's a big one.
Right.
What's big Tesco? It's a supermarket, yeah, but it's a big one.
Big Tesco, see the yellow reduced stickers?
Stickers?
The yellow reduced stickers, so it's a way to go out today.
Yeah.
That's all me, baby.
And she's so proud. She's like... That's all me, baby.
God's word.
I'll tell you, I love a reduced sticker, though. I love that whole section. I swear to God, I'm like a moth to a flame in that reduced section of the supermarket.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Soft launch day 252. Welcome on in. Let's go.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Like, it's usually like salad. Or... a fish pie that's just going off today.
It's still good though. That's still good to eat.
Soup, vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
15 different containers of Cully and Sully vegetable soup. And they're all going off today. I'll take all 15 of them and I'll drink all the soup today.
Sometimes you'll get 3 packs of like 700 gram beef. And it's like 10% fat.
It's a lot of beef.
Buy 3 of them for a tenner, you're laughing.
It's a lot of beef.
But
it's a lot of beef.
You'll get through it. Can you name the 4 sizes of Tesco stores, Raymond?
Jeez, what? There's 4?
There's 4 categories, yeah. You know these.
There's Big Tesco.
Oh, that's not the real name.
There's Metro.
Yes.
There's Tesco Regular. Tesco. So is there a Tesco? Are they all named? Extra?
Yes. No. Yes. Metro. Yes, you are. And then Metro. There's one like Extra.
Metro.
Yes.
I just said Metro. Jesus.
So that's 2 out of 4.
So, hang on. You're giving me 2 points for saying Metro twice. No. If I say Extra again,
you
I can
said
take
Extra
4 points.
And you said Metro.
Is there Metro and Extra and Metro and Extra? Are they the 4?
They're not the
Seriously,
4.
You just can't get the head these days. We'll come back to this. Do you want the total in the cash machine?
Go on, yeah.
30,200. The Killers. And somebody told me this is Today FM. Good day, friends. By all accounts, it's Wednesday. I thought it was Thursday today. Imagine how much of a sickener that is, learning that you've lost a day.
You've gained a day, Ray. One more day to do the show.
No, I've lost it. Well, I've lost it. Oh, yeah, I've gained a day. Yeah. But I've lost a...
You can fit all of the stuff you want to get on the show onto another show.
Oh, that'll never happen. Our time management is so loose. It'll just never happen. The gang's all here. Ew. Pamela Joyce is in the room. She's stuffing her face with chicken and some sort of peppers and broccoli. What is that?
It's fajita chicken.
Fajita chicken?
Yeah, with some peppers and some shallots.
Is that a recipe? Is that a recipe or is that...
It's a recipe from my heart.
So you just made that up?
It's pretty easy. Like, you just put a bit of seasoning on some chicken.
What's the seasoning? What's your seasoning of choice?
Fajita seasoning.
Is it like... is it Old El Paso?
Oh,
like,
always Old El Paso.
Right.
Always go for the brand if you're doing that.
So, it's out of the packet then, like?
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't have a shaker or a little pepper pot or anything like that?
I believe they have a little bag.
Right.
That you can put it all in and mix it around. I'm old school. Straight out of the packet.
Just sprinkle
it. Into the pan. Delish.
And you're
it's actually quite
that.
Spicy. I'm having quite issues talking.
You get a bit of spice, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bit of yogurt in there. Protein yogurt, just to cool it down.
We've been talking about your best job. Your man, the stand-up comedian, had the lady who works in the big Tesco. Oh, actually, John Paul. We never came back to your thingy.
Oh. Yeah.
The lady who works in the big Tesco, she puts the yellow stickers on the reduced stuff.
Fun.
In the Tesco. She clearly has a great job. Big Tesco is what she said, but that's not one of the four Tesco types.
Now, I know Pam Joyce is going to know the four Tesco types.
Do you know them?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
I know two of them.
Tesco types.
A type
Tesco
of Tesco.
Sizes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Am I going?
I got two of them already, but there's still two missing.
I was warming up my fajita chicken, so I missed it.
That's fine.
What did you get?
I wouldn't listen to
this
either.
Should I just go?
Well, you're going to guess all four, aren't you?
I don't know. Express.
What did I say?
I said extra.
Extra and Metro, I said.
So I was going to go Express, Extra.
Sure you were.
Metro.
Metro.
Sure you were. And what's the biggest one?
What is the biggest
Tesco
one?
Tesco Daddy.
Big Tesco, like your woman
Big
said.
Tesco. Big Tesco.
You would think it's Extra, but Extra is the second biggest. Superstore.
Tesco Superstore.
Yeah. Do they put that on them?
Yeah.
Do we have any here?
A Superstore is roughly, get this, 2.5 times the size of a Tesco Extra.
Ooh.
And Extra's the next biggest one, is it?
Metro, I think, will be
the
next.
Second biggest.
Oh.
So there's in order of size then. Can I claw back a point? You got your Superstore at the top. You got your Extra then. Yeah. At number two. At number three then.
Metro.
You've got... Jesus, Pamela! Mm. I'm clawing back points here. Metro.
No.
It's wrong.
Is it a Metro?
It's Express. Third biggest.
And Metro is the smallest.
Smallest one.
Pamela Joyce wins.
I don't know how, but I'll take the win.
My ineptitude, really.
Okay. That's fair.
Win by default. John is over there. 0874 100 102. John, hello. John.
Ray, I have to say, I probably have the best job. I am what you would call a head loader in Dublin Airport. You load the planes and I push them out. What better job could you ask for? Love the show.
Hey.
What'd
she
say was?
A hep loader. Heplum.
A hepler proper? A hep nerder.
He's a human Tesco Metro.
A hep herder. A shep herder.
Is he the fella in the taxi?
Hang on, let's
thing,
listen again.
Go again.
I am what you would call a head loader in Dublin Airport.
A head loader.
A head loader.
You're an awful head loader.
I am what you would call a head loader in Dublin Airport.
Head lord.
Head lord.
Anyway, it sounds like either way, John. It sounds like a cool job you got over there. Andrew's there as well. Andrew?
Hey, lads.
Hey, Andrew.
I was at a gig where a performer was asked what his day job was, and he said he was the man who glassed glacé cherries.
Oh, glassed. I thought he said glass-eyed. He's the guy who glassed cherries.
So that was an interesting job out of the blue.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's Andrew Doyle in Cork here. Cheers.
Here's Andrew Doyle in Cork. How do you glassé a glassé cherry? You just dip it.
Just glassé it.
That's it. Do you need a glass eye to glassé a glassé cherry?
Probably.
What about eagle eye cherry? Does eagle eye cherry have a glass eye?
John's been back in touch. 0874 100 102. John, who pushes the planes.
Yeah.
He says it's a head loader. H-E-A-D.
Of course.
Head
loader. John, that's what I said.
No, never said
don't
that.
Don't talk to me like I'm a fool, John. I knew that. I said that. clearly Pamela Joyce has the best job, but she's got the coolest job because she has lunchtimes on Today FM.
Thank you.
The only job I ever wanted. The job I had, and I let it go, and I'll never have it again.
Swapsies?
I would love a swapsies.
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Oh, she has the best job.
I don't want to have four traffic.
See ya. Oh, you have the best job.
I do.
Oh,
you're right.
I hate you so much for your job.
Thank you so much. You're such a head loader. Thank you.
I used to do that shift. Mm. We used to do that, John Paul.
What age were you when you did it?
I was 24 to 32.
Okay.
Yeah. The best job.
Yeah.
Oh, the best life.
Thank you.
Oh, I hate you so much. You've got the coolest job, really.
Yeah, correct. Yours is okay.
What was the... It's not a patch on yours, though.
Okay.
What's the phone thing you wanted to do with us?
So, I saw something yesterday.
Yeah.
About how you put your phone in your pocket.
All right.
Now, this is quite visual.
Is this an article or something?
Me, read an article.
So, what is it?
It was a meme, obviously. That's about the amount of the reading I do.
The way you put your phone in your pocket.
Yeah. So, there's four ways, seemingly, you can do it. You can put it camera first, facing out.
Right.
You can do the charging end first, facing out. You can do the charging in first, facing in, or the camera first, facing in.
Jeez, yeah, there's a lot of ways.
It's quite visual.
I'm doing it now. Get your phone out.
Well, which pocket first do you put it in?
Don't think about it.
I know exactly what I do.
Well, I'm right-handed, so I do it with my right hand. I take my phone, and it's as if I'm looking at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I put it face screen, facing me, my body.
Yes.
And camera pointing out. And down.
Yes, same.
Into the pocket and slide it down.
So your camera is facing out in the bottom left corner of your pocket.
And my reasoning behind doing that is because if I'm going to put my keys or anything else into that pocket, the keys would be on the outside and not scratching the screen, which would be facing my body.
Well, see, women don't have that issue because we don't have enough space in our pockets for keys and a phone. So we have developed an extra finger to carry everything. Have you ever seen a woman shoot? You can carry a phone, a water bottle, your keys, a laptop, a child, all in the one hand.
It's actually true. What's the research? Is there research or is there an indicator?
I said it was a meme.
That's just all there
is to it.
Does it say anything about me though that I put it?
I'll look it up and I'll get back to you.
Facing in.
Is that all right?
What if I've got one of those belt things, a belt clip from my phone?
Oh, they're cool.
Like a flip.
That's going into sexy territory.
What does that say about me?
Sexy.
I think I already know the answer to that question. Pamela Joyce, thank you very much. I want you gig 0874 100 102. She's on lunchtimes. I wish I was on lunchtimes, but I'm not. Samantha Mumba on Today FM. JP loves that song.
Always, yeah.
Gavin James.
Always,
and always. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. We can do a roll call now, actually, if you like. 0874 100 102. Ray, Ansha, Jibby.
Ansha.
Pamela Joyce is still.
Ansha.
Ansha. Good to have you.
Thanks.
You had no place else to have your lunch, really, wasn't that it?
I just had to come in and smell up the studio, and I'm going to leave
in
a few
minutes.
I love that.
I'm always whinging about foodie smelling studios. Right, I've got a load of voice notes, actually. 0874 100 102. We're talking about Pamela's thing about the way you put your phone back in your pocket says a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it says about
you. Well, I have percentages here.
Oh, do you?
I do, yeah. I've done some research. If you put it, this is going to be so boring, right side
this
up.
This is our show, though. You don't need to worry about it.
With the screen facing my leg like you do.
Yeah.
20% of people do it that way. So you're a little bit unusual.
Mm.
Right side up with the screen facing outwards, 5%.
Outwards?
Yeah.
I find that funny.
Upside down with the screen facing leg, 68%.
Upside down.
I think I got that mixed up. If you put the charging side in first, with the
so it's upside down. That's weird.
Yeah, look.
I put the phone in. I put it in upside down. So then, when I put my hand in, it's coming out usable
as it needs be. Yeah,
that's it. Like I'm locked and loaded.
Yeah, ready to party.
So what's the biggest number then? 68%.
68% upside down. So the charging side first, with the screen facing your leg.
That's weird.
I have a PhD in this, so take my word for it.
Noelle's over there, 0874 100 102. Noelle.
Pamela Joyce, you need bigger pockets.
Hmm.
Get with it, get bigger pockets. Love the show.
Hey.
Pamela.
Hey.
Not right.
Hey.
Just to be clear.
Oh, you bitch.
Hey,
Noelle. How dare you?
Love the show. Pamela. Not right.
How dare you bar to Noelle?
Hey.
Cheek of her.
The problem with the pockets is there's just so much junk in the trunk.
The nap!
The absolute neck of Noelle.
The nap!
How dare you!
love you, Noel.
Is it a Fowler now? It's a liberty. It's a liberty. Adam's over there. Adam.
Ray, I put the phone into my pocket the very same way as you, but what happens if you put the keys in and they scratch the lens on your camera?
Yeah, that's a risk I'm willing to take. I mean, it's a lot less real estate. It's a lot less scratchable real estate than the whole screen, I find. And they use that tough glass on both the screen and on the lenses. And it's not happened, but I understand what you're saying, yeah. And the reason I'm saying... I've got the screen facing in, and then anything else I'm inclined to put in the pocket will be on the outside if it's going to scratch the screen.
Is that not worse than scratching the screen?
Maybe.
Every picture for the rest of your life is a big line going through it.
Do you know what? It'd probably be an improvement, though. Mm. A big blurry line. And English Andrew's been on as well. Andrew!
Hey, Ray. Hey. You need to get yourself a Jean-Claude Van Damme bum bag.
A carry-all. A catch-everything.
You put your keys in there, your phone... your nunchucks. It's the future. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Andy. This is a thing that the young men do now as well. A bum bag, it's not a bum bag though. It's like a big bum bag, and it goes across the chest.
Yeah, that's weird.
Across the shoulders. Why are you wearing your bum bag weird?
That's a bit weird.
It's kind of hot.
It's kind of hot? Yeah. Okay, we have to go and buy two bum bags. Get on the internet, JP.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
I want you to find Noelle's address for me as well.
Okay, yeah, we're going to track her down.
I'm playing Ed Sheeran next. The last word. Snow Patrol, you're all I have. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. What? Let them finish. Let Gary finish. Play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
I was at the gym. I don't like to bang on about it.
But you're gonna.
I'm very healthy. I live a very healthy and vigorous and active lifestyle.
Okay.
I went to the gym. I told you the story of how I passed out in the gym a few weeks ago.
You did, yeah.
I hurt my back. Something went pop. And I fainted. Properly fainted. I was out for about 2 minutes, by all accounts.
That's a good stretch.
And it was the cliche.
That'll stand to you.
What? It was the cliche of waking up, you know, the kind of, and as I was waking up, I heard someone calling my name. You know that thing at the end of your Leaving Cert or your Junior Cert English essay? And it was my mom calling my name to wake me up and send me to, it was that, except it was my trainer frantically trying to wake me. Well, Ray! we were talking about it this morning.
Oh, you and your trainer were?
Yeah, we were just like talking about the fact that I passed out 2 weeks ago. And he said, it's more common because I was kind of like, you know, as you can imagine, it's like, you know, a big softy fainted the minute I needed to lift a bit of heavy weights. And he said, no, don't feel bad about it. He said, it happens more often than you'd realize. You know, it's a fairly common thing. It's happened like twice or three times before with clients that have been training and they've passed out. He said, you were the only one that was snoring, though.
That's a deep faint. Drooling. With the leg going. Well, he must be chasing something. He must be chasing something.
Look at him. Look at him. He's chasing rabbits.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Normal. Providing home care for the people.
What is this? What are they copying? Start me up.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah. Start me up.
I think it's a Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers song.
It's new, allegedly. It's new for the Jonas Brothers. Because they've never heard anything like it before. But for the rest of us, it's like clearly like something else. It's called Waffle House. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A brief reminder for you. Your total, if we call you after three, it's €30,201.79. That's 30201.79. And we're closing the lines in 2.5 minutes' time. Good luck.
Ray Foley.
Cash Machine coming up.
With Care Plus. Care with a
Care. Eric Brids and Call on Me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Happy Wednesday. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. That's me. There's JP.
That's me. What now?
Trying to do a good goat, but I just, this is the thing I always love about goats. They and they have human voices. Ah. Nah, they don't bah as such, do they?
Is it not a kind of a
Someone sent me a video the other day, but the audio is not great in it, of police. It looks like it's in America somewhere. Someone like a big huge farm, and cops, and they shared the body cam footage of police investigating reports of someone screaming for help, and it turns out it was a goat in a shed. The goat was just going Of course, there's the Will Ferrell. One of my favourite bits. Goat sounds like Will Ferrell in distress. That's not Will Ferrell, that's a goat. It just sounds just like Will Ferrell. I nearly bought a... No, not bought. I nearly adopted a goat once. I was at an animal sanctuary getting the dog. And they introduced me to this little baby. A little... all jet black baby goat called Zorba, his name was. Gave him a little cuddle and he was so cuddly and lovely. Like a little puppy.
Is that one of those adoptions where you pay for the pet, for the animal's upkeep, but it doesn't come home with you? Or is it an adoption?
It was an actual take. Yeah, here's your goat. Okay. You own this goat, this right. dog, and this goat now. Good luck with your artificial lawn. Then it'll be Will Ferrell in distress. The sound of me arriving home to my wife with a goat. Hang on, here's another goat here. Sorry. I've got loads of them, actually. I'm goat mad. This one. Another goat, just... The lady is singing to the goat, and the goat is singing air back.
They sound like real people. That goat sounds like Maggie Simpson, I'd say.
Jenny sent us in then. Wasn't it Jenny who was listening? Sent us in, said the sound of her goat.
What's wrong? Want your breakfast?
Imagine having your own goat. It'd be amazing. This, of course, is the story. New kids on the block help control wildfires at Howth Head. Did you say new kids on the block?
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl.
We're not playing New Kids on the Block.
Oh.
It was just a great pun. This is on the RTE website. New Kids on the Block.
Step by step.
Help control wildfires at Howth Head. 37 young workers are helping to control wildfires on Howth Head overlooking Dublin Bay. And it's 37 brand new baby goats
wow.
that they've just put into operation. I don't know, how'd you train them? How'd you train them up for that? It's like you give them tiny little fire engines.
Oh dear.
Little ladders. Well, they do love climbing things.
True.
I suppose the training process is a step-by-step process.
Step by step.
All right, leave it then.
I could have my Gucci on.
This is Today FM and Meghan Trainor.
I could wear my Louis.
Meghan Trainor, made you look. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, talking about goats. What's it you?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I think you have to have a bit more vibration in your voice. A bit shakier.
There's the screaming goats as well. And there are a bunch of and there's the fainting goats, of course, providing hilarity on the internet for 20 years of goats getting a fright and when they just turn into chairs and fall over.
Right.
Have you not watched them?
I've not seen.
Are you joking me?
Fainting goats. No.
YouTube fainting goats right now, my friend. Oh, it is a sensation. And it's literally someone giving like there could be a little herd of them.
It's
like,
literally the first thing that comes up when you type fainting.
Fainting goats.
Straight away.
They're hilarious.
All right.
Go on, stick it out.
Epic virals.
Here we go. Go on.
There's an ad for Caesar dog food on here, Ray. I'll have to get through first. One second. Here we go. All right, come on.
Talk us through what you're seeing. Oh, it's too late. They've already gone.
It's a guy creeping up on a bunch of goats and then he frightens them. They run off and then they stop running flip over on their back.
They turn into chairs.
And there's the legs, the four legs up in the air.
They're like a bunch of coffee, goat-shaped coffee tables that have just been tipped over. Mm. It's hilarious. Clem's over there. Clem.
Paulie, this is Clem here in Limerick.
Hello.
When you're doing a goat sound, you really have to use the gullet at the back of your mouth.
Go on.
And it goes like...
Right. Well, thanks for clearing that up, Clem.
Like a goat machine gun.
James is there as well. James.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, James.
Have a look at Taylor Swift. Goat. Put it into YouTube. See what you find.
That's the screaming goats. That's the ones I was talking about. The screaming goats. They kind of do a screaming noise. I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
This is from back in the day, isn't it? That's goat screaming goat. Good times. Let me call my goat guy.
No.
Hey, it's ringing. This is Melissa I'm calling. Melissa Yukon, her name is.
Hello, Melissa speaking.
It's Ray Foley speaking in Today FM. Melissa, you can, on the air, this is the goat herder with the Old Irish Goat Society. And we were reading about the story a few minutes ago, Melissa, about the new goats on Howth Head in Dublin. There's like 37 young goats working. Well, can you tell us what's the job they're doing up there?
So they have a very important job here in Howth Head. They are mitigating for the wildfire risk. So they have a grazing job, a conservation grazing job, to graze out and manage the wildfire breaks that we have here in Howth in a natural kind of way, to safeguard habitat and the homes here in Howth.
Right, and what is it that would be burning up there? Like, is it gorse or heather, or what is it that's prone to fire? Because, of course, I know Bray, down in Bray, one end of Dublin, and then Howth Head up the other top of Dublin. Either side, yes. they would be inclined to catch fire. There would be fires and smoke engulfing the city most summers when it gets really dry. What's inclined to burn?
Yes, so Howth, again, would have been a thriving farming community many years ago. Right. The farming practices kind of ceased from the 1950s on, and the build-up of gorse, heather, bracken, and areas that were left unmanaged, that's where the goats are grazing. So that's the fire risk. Gorse carries natural oil, so it's flammable. It also kind of is an encroaching crop, so it kind of takes over, so it becomes a monocrop. So the goats are here to graze at the gorse specifically. They're also grazing at some of the bracken and the heather. And the briars as well. And with that, they're creating strategic fire breaks, managing those fire breaks, right, which then enable the fire brigade to manage any wildfire a lot more.
So there's less to burn, yeah. It's more organised. Yeah.
And in return, they're safeguarding that habitat.
As a goat herder, how do you herd them? I mean, do you just let them off and do their thing? Or do you kind of point them in a certain direction and say, chomp away there, boys?
It's very strategic. It's very strategic, to be fair. I herd them to locations where we are strategically grazing, and we are using virtual fencing as well. So the public might see the goats in an area and think they're free roaming stock, which they are not. They are controlled by virtual fencing. So they just graze out the fire breaks. Some herds are out on a specific site for a couple of weeks. And once they've done the job, we move on to another site.
Very interesting.
So,
what's a virtual? How does a virtual work?
So all the goats wear a collar with GPS tracking as well, so I have locations of all the stock.
Okay.
And with that, the virtual collar emits an audio warning when they're close to that virtual boundary. We have them trained to that system. If they don't heed that audio warning, they do get an electric pulse. But goats are fairly smart, so with the training, they know exactly how to work the system.
Wow.
So it's working really well to keep them contained.
That's amazing. I need that for my two kids, actually. Thank you. If you've got a couple of them spare, I'll certainly take a look. So they're managing then. So if anyone's walking past and they think those goats are loose, they're not. You have them doing a very specific task for you. How long would you leave? Like you say, a couple of days. How long would it take them to sort of clear an area?
Again, it depends. It depends on the animal. So we have different groups here. We have a teenage herd. We have a bachelor herd, which are the mature boys. We have the maternity herd. So depending on the type of animal, then the stocking density, that kind of decides the grazing length on each site.
Right.
And like you mentioned, to the public, it looks like they're free roaming. They are not. But these guys are, they are a prey animal. So with that, we always ask the public to keep dogs on a lead, because the dogs could distress or chase the goats for that instance. And again, these guys are contained in a virtual boundary. They do not wish to leave that boundary. But again, if they are put under distress, they may decide, right, we must go home. We can't put up with this. So we keep the goats under control through virtual fencing, and we ask the public to do the same with dogs by keeping them on a lead and keeping everybody safe and
make
happy
sure everyone's respectful and looking after each other. It's fascinating. They're climbers, goats, are they? Yours is a specific breed as well, aren't they? They're the old Irish goat.
Yes, so we're using Ireland's native breed, the old Irish goats. They're the best animal for the job, I suppose, as a native and land-raised breed. They're reared in this country and made for this climate and this habitat, and they're made to thrive on this forage. So they're very agile, very hardy, very resilient, and they're just delighted to be living here in Howth.
And do they climb? Because I know I've been in zoos and farms and stuff. They'd hop up on top of anything, much like JP here. So are they inclined to climb?
Yes, they can climb, they can jump, they can clear fences, no problem if they have to. But again, so with the right management and the right care and structure, I suppose,
It's all about the training, I suppose. Are they fussy in terms of what they eat? Obviously not if you're going to be using them for gorse and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so they're fussy, as in they won't, as a primitive breed, they won't take an apple from you or anything like that. They want the real stuff. So that's the gorse, the heather, the briars, the nettles, the thistles, generally, you know, weeds and stuff. They love browsing. That's their natural trait. So that's what they want. They want to be up on the hill. They don't want to be in a green field at all.
That's interesting, isn't it? That's fascinating. We've always got one friend, though, that wants the spiciest chili.
Oh, nightmare.
When you're out for a curry or whatnot. And the old Irish goats are like that. They're endangered, though, apparently, are they? So this is also a conservation effort in terms of keeping them going.
Yeah, we have a breeding program going as well. And so our native breed and their current status is at risk. So the numbers are still very low. Through the breeding program, we are building up those numbers, and with that training in stock to give them a job to do at the end of the day as well, to again safeguard their future.
It's fantastic, and it's of course it's going to be handy enough, and I'm sure the fire brigade will be delighted if it's more manageable in terms of the fires. The new baby goats, I was reading about them. They're absolutely adorable. They're gorgeous, and they sound like humans, Melissa. But you're looking to name them. Fingal County Council have launched a competition to name the kid goats. How many are there?
There's 37 kids now. We've already connected in with different local communities and stuff. So, quite a few have been named already.
Okay.
But with Fingal, there is a competition going with Fingal as well. The closing date for that is this evening at 5 o'clock.
Today, yeah.
Yeah. So it will be ourselves, and that we'll shortlist the names between myself and the biodiversity officer, and we will decide on which name is most fitting to the kid. Again, you know, every animal has a character.
Oh, yeah.
Part of a working team, so we aim to choose the most fitting name to that fits their character traits.
The website is fingal.ie. It's closing at 5 o'clock today, so if you want to name a kid goat, you can jump onto their website, www.fingal.ie. Where are you from, Melissa? You've got an accent.
Originally from Holland, but reared in Clare.
Reared in Clare, all right, okay, fair enough. I was going to say, was it the goats that brought you over here? But it wasn't, obviously. It was, it was something else that brought you to Clare.
Yeah, my family brought me to Clare, and then I found my goats in Clare.
Found the goats. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks, Ray.
Melissa Eucan, the goat herder with the Old Irish Goat Society based on Howth Head and Minding the Goats there. And if you want to name them, it's www.fingal.ie. All right, we're doing the cash machine call in a couple of minutes. Stick around, we could be calling.
Ray Foley.
With
Care
Plus.
Jamiroquai. Space Cowboy, Today FM. What a song. Sensational. Oh, thinking about Jamiroquai songs now is ridiculous. What a Jamiroquai. Today FM playing the music you love, by the way. Hello there, Ray Foley in the afternoon. There's a little L, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've got a good one.
No, I have the best one.
Well, we might be on the same vibe then. Is it a two-word title?
Yes.
Okay.
Is the second word heat?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Well, before we get there, let's have a few tastes of other Jamiroquai.
What's the one with the video where the floor and the walls are all moving?
That's a Virtual Insanity, yeah. We watched that the other night, actually, me and Andrew, because someone suggested, remember I was sitting with my kid before he goes to bed at night, we watch a different music video. We watch Tenacious D tribute as well, which he loved. Thanks for that suggestion. And if you've got any more song suggestions for great music, we watched Daft Punk Around the World as well, which he also really likes. Just like really good music videos, like 3 minutes, we watch that and then shut up and go to sleep. This is a great song. Little L from Jamiroquai. What else you got?
I have another one. Ray, can you name the Jamiroquai song that featured in a very large blockbuster movie?
Yes. Oh my God, is it... What was it called, though? It was...
Name the movie first, please.
It was Godzilla.
Correct.
Jeez, I don't remember the name of the song.
Where did Godzilla appear from?
The sewer.
Correct, which is...
Underground.
Correct.
Deeper underground. Yay! Jamiroquai, Deeper Underground. Please hold. Didn't Puff Daddy have a song on that soundtrack as well?
Which covered Led Zeppelin, which
and
was very good.
And that was a great song. Matthew Broderick chasing. He was an unlikely action star, wasn't he? Matthew Broderick. Broderick. This is it. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Skim on there. Down, down, dance. Nothing left for me to do but dance. Do you know what? I don't even like Jamiroquai. Got candy in my ears tonight, big bet. All right, then, that's enough of that. Thank you. Sorry. We went off on a tangent there. Jamiroquai-based tangent. Funny hats and fast cars. So I also left out Love Philosophy. No, we're not arsed. No, Can't Eat was the best. We peaked at Can't Eat. 0874-100-102 this afternoon. We're talking about goats a few minutes ago. Niall's over there. Niall?
How are you, Ray?
How are you, Niall?
How are you, JP?
I know.
Put in Goat Yelling Like a Man, Usher Edition on YouTube. From Niall...
A Goat Yelling Like a Man, Usher Edition. All right, hang on, please hold. You don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine. We've sounds, got all
that
day,
looks
right?
Weird that way. The thing is, I don't know what's Goat and what's Usher.
You can't tell. You can't tell.
Go on out of that.
Rain Foley.
Much obliged.
With Care Plus, not all careers. Talk to your broker today.
Drive for the rest of the day with some cloud and some sun. Highs of 15 to 19 degrees today. FM News of more in the last 4.5 hours.
Boys having no laugh inside.
Share the joke. Come on now.
What are you laughing at? What's the big laugh? What's the big joke? What's the mess? Was at the back? What are you chittering about down there?
It's just Steve-O got his headphone wire caught in his chair and nearly fell over.
Steve-O on the floor. Steve-O okay. Do we need to call an ambulance for Steve-O?
Bray Foley.
Then laughing at the poor lad.
Laughing at someone's misfortune.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's news for you, though. But instead, I only wish you the best. Niall Horan. That's not Niall Horan. That's Lewis Capaldi. They're mates, though. I mean, you see them often together and you'd be like, is that Niall or is that... They don't look anything alike.
Okay, that's good digging out of a hole there, Ray. That's pretty good.
Thank you very much indeed. Niall Horan and Meltdown there. This is today. The music you love. Are we doing fun facts?
Yes.
Are they fun?
Debatable.
Are they facts?
Yes, that's true.
Let's do some fun facts on Today FM.
Ray's fun fact on Today FM.
Going first with fun facts?
I'll go first if you want.
Okay.
I've outsourced my fun fact for today to Dave in Lixnaw. He's very kindly donated a fun fact. Would you like to hear it, Ray?
Oh, I found the fun fact thing, sorry.
Here's today's fun fact.
There it is. That's much better.
Thanks.
Sorry, say that again. You got someone else to do your fun fact for you?
I didn't get them to do it. Dave kindly sent it in. Dave and Lixnaw.
It's time for a fun fact.
Well, in that case, over to Dave.
Ewan McGregor's brother, Colin McGregor, is a pilot in the RAF. His call sign, the name he has on his helmet, is OB2.
Because Ewan is OB1.
You see?
That's pretty fun. Is it a fact, though, or is that just made up?
No, that's a fact.
Did you look that up? Did you verify it?
I have not verified. There's a photograph.
This could be some agent just texting in saying this is a fun fact. Like, we can't present that as fact unless we fact check.
You're very stringent on the fun facts here.
We can't be running a bit called facts if it's not factual. Mother of mercy. He's checking.
I'm going deep into the internet here, Rick, to find the answer for you.
Any joy?
It says it's currently unproven is the status. Now, I can back it up with a fact that is factual if you'd rather.
No, no.
Oh, I've made my bed. You've I'm going to lie down now, am I? It may be true. I wish it was true.
Do you want mine?
Is yours factual?
Let's fun fact your face.
How's your face, Ireland? Because we're about to fun fact it.
Let's fun fact your face.
You're about to get fact in your face.
Well, in your ears.
Yeah. Where your ears are. Where you know, it's your face. Ray, what's your fact?
Are you thinking about buying a car?
Sorry, what?
Are you thinking about buying a car?
This is a very simple bit for the radio. It's really simple. It's like you do a fact, I do a fact.
Such a question. Are you thinking about buying a car?
No, not right now.
Well, if you were, you might want to consider a Volvo. A Volvo.
Okay. Why? Please continue with the bit. He's got tears dripping down on his face. He can't read.
Volvo cars. They're made in Sweden.
Yeah.
Volvo cars.
Yeah, fine.
You can buy a Volvo car in your local Volvo dealership. Stephen.
It's radio's most factual fun feature. It's fun facts.
It sure is, Stephen. You can buy a Volvo car from your local Volvo dealership.
Yeah.
But you can also go on the internet to the Volvo website.
Right.
And if you can buy a car direct from the factory in Gothenburg in Sweden. This is not a joke. This is a fact.
No, it's not fun. It's a fun fact. Yeah.
No, it's coming. The fun is coming.
No.
Because if you buy it from them direct, they'll fly you over to Gothenburg in Sweden to collect it. You'll design your whole trip while you're there. You'll get two nights and one dinner in Gothenburg. You'll get a VIP delivery by a factory-trained delivery specialist at Volvo's Factory Delivery Experience Centre. And they'll deliver it to your back to you. So you'll do the 2 days driving around Sweden.
Mm.
And then you go home and they send the car over home to
you. You've got to pay a premium for this.
I think it's a bit extra, but you get a trip to Sweden out of it if you're thinking about buying a car. I don't know if you pay much extra for it. I didn't do really research it that much. Or he researched it more than you did the Ewan McGregor thing,
fair.
In fairness.
Fair.
Fun facts on Today FM.
Sure. Volvo.
Now this is Niall Horan, right? Talking to
yourself. Sure is. Bathroom,
losing your mind. Oh, I think it's Lewis Capaldi. Cardi Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe. This is Today FM playing the music you love. It is Jepsen, not Jepsen, isn't it?
Jepsen, yeah, Jepsen.
Oh, I'm all betwixt and between. Yeah, Call Me Maybe from Carly Rae. Today FM, play the music you love, and that is our little broadcast for Wednesday afternoon. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today,
no.
though. Yeah. We didn't get to do Michael Healy Rae Jepsen. Where independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy Rae, undergoes DNA analysis to see if he's related in any way to the Call Me Maybe singer, Carly Rae Jepsen, in Michael Healy Rae Jepsen. We didn't get to do Joseph and the Amazing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Goat. where we check out the hottest new musical. It's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Goat, as performed by a cast of goats. And we didn't get to do Fun Facts About Fun's Facts. Fun Facts About Fun's Facts.
Yes.
We Are Young. You know, We Are Young. Hitmakers Fun. The band Fun. They give us some fun facts about their fax machine in Fun Facts About Fun's Facts. Facts. Oh. Jeez. Got there at the end. Finish line's in sight. Matt Cooper's on the way.